Hello, my name is Trenton Raylor, and welcome to my podcast. Today I'll be talking about college athletes and whether they should get paid. In my opinion, they should get paid for competing and representing college. Here's why. They bring in so much money for the college by playing. Players like Zion Williamson, who is 6'7", 285 pounds, get attention. This attention also goes to the college they play for. In this case, it is Duke. Duke has a representation for amazing basketball teams, and this year with Zion is no different. The game of Duke versus North Carolina, the cheapest ticket was $1,375. If people won't pay that much to watch a game, if the players don't even get paid, that's just crazy. In an article by the New York Times, it states, paying student athletes might sound like a fair way to treat students who generate so much money and attention to the college. I think that this shows they make money for the college, but what they get in return is nothing. If you think about it, college sports is actually harder than playing professionally. Yeah, that sounds crazy, but there's some reasoning behind it. The actual games are less competitive and less hard, but the workouts are similar and year-round like professional sports. But the main difference is that college athletes have classes they must go to, and they might even have a job, so they can pay their student loans, and they have hours of studying every day for extremely hard college classes. Playing sports also requires you to miss school, which means those students have to work extra hard to get caught up in those classes. In an article by College Express, it says, NCAA tournaments require an extended period in which student athletes must miss school. Looking at this evidence, you can clearly see that they make a lot of sacrifices for sports and they get nothing in return. Another reason college athletes should get paid is that they put their body on the line every single time they hit that field. In an article by Spartan Asset, they state exactly that college athletes put their bodies on the line every game they play. They risk everything, career in that sport, and just in life. In CAA, there have been injuries so bad that the players died or was left paralyzed. To look at athletes that leave everything on the field and risk so much injuries and don't get paid is just not right. Now, some of you are probably saying they get scholarships, so they don't need to get paid and that college is free for them. You're right, yeah, some of them get free college. But that's also the top 1% of athletes that get free college. What about the other 99% that put in the same sacrifice the 1% do? But also, the athletes must live somewhere, but where's the rent money coming from? And those athletes, if they don't get drafted for the sport, they have no money and no job. Most college students have a job to pay for rent, tuition, and get experience later in life. Playing college sports makes it extremely tough to have a job, so most just don't have one. It's another reason why they should get paid, because if they could be getting paid, they weren't playing the sport. So yet again, they're making sacrifices just to play that sport. When my dad went to college and was at Kansas State, he was on the baseball team in the fall, but had quit because he was falling behind in paying tuition and he was struggling in classes. He later transferred to a D2 school and joined the baseball team and eventually got drafted and played in the minor leagues. My dad had to quit the sport he loved and gave up his dream because he had to make money and couldn't make the practices and games. Many athletes are forced to do this because playing college sports takes up a ton of time and they need a job so they can pay for college and other needs like food and clothes. But back to my dad's story, he was a player that played that major league teams thought could play the next level. But he almost never got that chance because he was forced to quit. He got lucky that when he transferred, he could play baseball and still have time for a job and schoolwork. So look at all these reasons why college student athletes should get paid. It makes total sense that they should get paid. These student athletes put so much time, effort, and make sacrifices to play these sports and represent the college and make money and bring attention to the college. These athletes sometimes do get full scholarships, but in my head, that's not enough, and these students deserve more. The sports teams also sell merchandise and have the players promote these shirts, sweatshirts, and other clothing products with the college on the items. In the end, there's no reason not to pay these athletes, and there's so much reason why they should get paid, so let's pay these athletes. Thanks for listening to my podcast.